feel as a Cubs fan sitting here in the hot stove league, and the Cubs, who were going to be aggressive, have done nothing except sign a backup catcher named Yan Gomes. They're not engaged in a contract extension for Wilson Contreras. Maybe they're just going to sit it out until the CBA is resolved, and then they'll get some bargains. Royals fans are probably wondering the same thing. Buxton gets a boatload of cash to stay in Minnesota. Javi Baez signs a six-year deal in Detroit. Royals haven't done anything. Royals don't have a lot of openings. But there's a lot of money being spent in baseball. And what are we doing, people? We are spending money. We have peacetime, prosperity. But yet we're going to shut the sport down at midnight tomorrow night. Free agency is in overdrive right now. Max Scherzer to the Mets. I mean, you've got an owner that is worth $14.5 billion that is going to have a payroll of $266 million. And I transition to this, and not to give you a little uppercut there, Josh, but Freddie Freeman, John Heyman. So I wonder if Freddie Freeman should be signed by now. There is part of me that he has a handshake deal with the front office with the Braves, and they are going to wait until the CBA is worked out, and then they will announce the terms. That's what I believe is happening in Atlanta.
That's what it feels like.
But it also feels like the Dodgers have been scorned here, and they are still looking for a left-handed bat, and so they may look towards Freddie Freeman. John Heyman just tweeted this out. Teams are trying to pry superstar first baseman Freddie Freeman from Atlanta. Some say they still don't think it will happen, but are surprised he's still free. I think that's fair. You think, here is the cornerstone of the franchise. Just sign up Freddie for the rest of his career. I think there's a handshake deal. And then when the CBA is determined, then it'll be announced. And then we may see this hopefully sooner than later when things get resolved and we get back to baseball operations, that there are some deals that are announced and are reconfigured around the new CBA. But Heyman goes on to say, Dodgers, who lost Seager and could move Muncy to second base, may have best hope for Southern California product. The Yankees and Toronto have reached out as well. Toronto's in a good spot. Remember, Toronto had more wins last year than the World Series champion and didn't even make the playoffs. But even though they lost Marcus Semien, they have built it back up on the mound. Now, they did lose Robbie Ray to Seattle, which will hurt. But they've still got a really good rotation, and Barrios has hooked up with the Blue Jays for a while. Why are we doing this baseball? This is kind of fun over the last couple of days. It'd be more enjoyable if my team would do anything. But hey, why not? But why are we doing this?
Two sides met for 30 minutes today.
I mean, what to determine this crazy idea of the expanded playoffs where we let teams choose who they play?
Oh, yeah. That's
14 teams. Uh-huh. The division winner moves on. The number one seed moves on. They're already to, the division series?
Yeah.
And then there's going to be four wild cards, and the other two, division champions, they get to pick who they play.
Yeah. And this was the tiebreaker scenario in this year's season. So it kind of came up in the AL, like, okay, would the Yankees choose to play the Red Sox, or would they? And now it's going to be implemented, and or I guess it's proposed to be implemented in the postseason going forward.
Why are we doing this? We've had a good run here.
Yeah.
And now we're going to shut it down, and that'll be the attention. And quite frankly, with a sport where the average age of the fan is 57 years old, and you've got the NBA that is cranking up, and you've got football that has been fantastic in the NFL and college this year, baseball is going to have nothing but negative news. And this could drag for a while. Most people think it'll drag for a while.
No one's going to win.
We have peacetime prosperity. Haven't you seen that? And what are we doing? We're going to shut down the sport beginning at midnight tomorrow night.
Also, Freddie, why are you in wine country right now? You're scaring me, buddy. You're scaring me. That's California.
That would be awkward when the Dodgers come to the Truist Park.
Freddie, I didn't know you vacationed here. Oh, Oh, how convenient. Well, let's chat.
You'd have to give him his World Series ring when he's wearing another uniform?
No.
I think you're good. I think you're good.
I think so, too.
All right. Good show, everybody. This was a good conversation today. Lots going on. No, through 2 o'clock, no new additions to the Nebraska staff. Maybe midweek, things start to happen. We'll check in on that. Enjoy a rare, excitable November 30th NBA game. You will not be disappointed. Golden State and Phoenix. But before that, dabble in some college basketball. Join me over at Baxter Arena, 7 o'clock tonight, Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, and Omaha. The Mavs are home! And Creighton is home tonight for North Dakota State. That's an 8 o'clock tip. You can hear that right here on The Zone. For Josh, I'm Gary. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 on The Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.